Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and today I'd like to talk about Windows Vista. Windows Vista is the newest operating system released by Microsoft. It was released on January 30th, which was yesterday as of the time this was recorded. And I'd like to just talk about it for a little bit to the audience and give my thoughts on who should and who shouldn't upgrade to Vista. First of all, I'd like to say this is just my opinion. Doesn't amount for much. You can take it with a grain of salt. You really don't have to listen to it. It's just kind of things I've learned over the last few days doing a bit of research on whether or not I wanted to update to Vista here at home, and what I've found out from others, what I've read, and things like that. And just thought I would pass some of this along to everybody out there listening. My first thoughts on Vista were that I really, really wanted to upgrade to it as soon as it came out. There are some very nice features on Vista. Unfortunately, there are a lot more of these to the sighted community than there is to us in the blind community, unfortunately. But nonetheless, I was still very interested. When I could see, before I lost my sight in 2004, I typically would have an OS installed before it actually came out. On Windows 95, I had the pre-release copy of it before it actually shipped to the public. Same thing with 98. Same thing with Millennium, and the same thing with XP. I had XP probably a good 6 or 8 months before it ever shipped out. And back in those days, it wasn't a problem. You know, I had sight. I didn't require a screen reader or any kind of magnification tools to help me out. So, you know, if there were glitches in the you know, the installation of the OS, you know, I could manage them. And could do everything I needed to do. It didn't matter. But now, relying 100% on the screen reader for my access to the computer, I'm kind of forced to be a little bit more timid about updating to a new OS without knowing a lot more about it and, you know, knowing that I'm going to have a screen reader that's going to work with it. So, as of a couple of days ago, you know, I'd ran the Windows Advisor program that you can also download to see if your computer is Vista ready, and that's over at Microsoft. I have a link on my website to the Vista Advisor page, and you can download that program, and it will run on your system. This can take several minutes, maybe up to 10 or 15 minutes, depending on your computer. And it will do a very detailed search of your system, looking at programs, looking at drivers, looking at hardware, and various other things to determine whether or not your PC is ready for Vista. So I ran the check on my main computer, which is my Intel 3 GHz machine with a gig of RAM, and about 400 gigs of hard disk space. It's a pretty decent system. It's a bit over 2 years old. And it did pass through the advisor. The advisor said the system would run Vista and suggested that I get Windows Basic or Windows Vista Basic for home users as its recommendation. And I went through and looked what it had to tell me as far as different programs. It had it told me that my Nero Burning ROM Ultra Edition 6.6 would have to be uninstalled and it would not work. I would have to get an upgrade to it because it was not Vista compatible. So there was kind of a downside because Nero is my main burning program and didn't really want to have to upgrade to 7 yet. So, but I overlooked that and went on. Some of my other programs it said may have minor issues. And it had, I think, 13 in total. So it wasn't too bad. Nero was the only thing that it came up with that it said, you know, wouldn't run at all. And it went on to my drivers and my hardware. And it basically told me everything was okay. It had a couple drivers that said it didn't have any information on, but it didn't flag anything that it thought wouldn't work. So at first it all seemed, you know, really good. Thought, okay, well, we can do this. And for all intents and purposes, I probably can do this. Whether it would be the smoothest experience in doing it or not, I'm not sure. But as I looked and did some more research around, I began to find out that hardware and hardware drivers, as of right now, there's not a tremendous amount of them that are really, truly Vista ready. And from what I've found out about Vista, Vista is a very, very picky beast. Security has been drastically upgraded in Vista. And driver signing and things like that are going to become critical. You know, Vista doesn't like a driver. Vista's not going to work with it. It's not going to be like XP in 2000 where it said, hey, this driver isn't signed. Do you still want to use it anyways? Well, Vista's not necessarily going to do that. If it doesn't like your driver, it's not going to let you use it. And sound drivers, at least in my case, my sound drivers are from Creative. From what I've learned, my Audigy 2 drivers will not be supported, and Creative isn't going to, do any support for that, as far as I've been able to figure out so far. So, you know, a lot of us out there that are using Audigy 2s, Audigy, Sound Blaster Lives, things like that, may find out we're not going to have sound drivers. And we may end up having to buy a newer sound card. Same thing along the lines of video. I have an ATI card. Currently, ATI Catalyst drivers for Vista are in beta and aren't really anywhere near ready. And I guess ATI says that while they do have the drivers, they're not recommended for any critical applications or systems at this point. So, you know, that kind of tells me, you know, they're not ready either. So, finding that out you know, kind of shied me away from Vista a bit more. And then I seen an article from PC World floating around on the list of various reasons not to to upgrade to Vista just yet. And one thing that stuck out there that really turned me off and pretty much put the final nail in the coffin for me as far as upgrading to Vista right now was that Microsoft is already working on a Service Pack 1 for Vista on the day it launched. So, to me, this just says, you know what? Microsoft's not ready to, you know, really even launch this product. The hardware people in the industry aren't ready for it. They don't have full driver support for it yet. So, you know, that tells me, and, you know, again, you know, Vista just is not ready. And then yesterday, pretty much the absolute final straw was that Freedom Scientific did not release a patch as they had announced. Eric Damery had announced that when JAWS 8 was released here just recently, that 8 did not support Vista, but that it would on the day Vista shipped, that they would release a a patch for JAWS 8 that would make it run on Vista. And so far that's not happened. So for whatever reason, you know, FS isn't got anything out there for us. So, you know, I use JAWS, and I know a lot of you out there do too. Our screen reader isn't going to work. So that's pretty much it there, you know. No screen reader, you know, we're not going to be able to do it. Our only option really is GW Micro Window Eyes did release yesterday, as they promised, a beta version of Window Eyes 6.1, and it's a free public beta. Anyone can download it right now. That is Vista compatible. So, that's made me do a lot of thinking. You know, I'm really toying around with the idea of not only using JAWS, but also maybe trying to purchase Window Eyes soon, so that you know, can try and keep ahead of things. So, you know, that's kind of it. If you have an older system, you know, you're going to have a lot of troubles. I'm not saying you can't upgrade to Vista, and the advisor may tell you that you can, but your hardware probably is not going to be supported 100%. There are just a lot of new things in Vista that just want the most out of their hardware. And for those of you who didn't listen to ACB Radio's main menu last night with Jeff Bishop, he had a live 3-hour presentation on Vista that I listened to, and actually did get to call in and ask a question, and that was really nice. Some of the things that we would like to use on Vista, I don't really think, you know, right now we're going to be able to get to use. You know, there's a security option called BitLocker that allows you to completely lock your computer. So, you know, if somebody stole it, they wouldn't be able to get any of your data off of it, which in this day and age is very, very important. Unfortunately, that kind of works at the BIOS level. Also needs new computers that have security chips built into them. But, you know, for the blind, we don't have access to the BIOS level, so that's going to be really, really difficult. So, you know, there's one nice feature that, you know, may not be available to us. Another key component, which from what I understand may not be accessible to us either, is the speech recognition system on Vista. All versions of Vista ship with built-in speech recognition that, from what I've heard, really doesn't require any training. You can get good accuracy with it without training. You can also train it to get even better accuracy. But what I heard on Main Menu last night is that it's really not all that accessible. So there's another piece of Vista that we may not easily be able to access. Another item is the Windows Calendar, which is a scheduler, which would be really, really nice. Similar to Outlook's scheduler that a lot of you may be familiar with. I've heard that really isn't accessible to us. The Media Center in Vista, which I believe is on Home Premium and Ultimate, isn't necessarily fully accessible to us either. I've heard that it can be worked, but it's not fully accessible. The narrator, you know, we had all had hopes that narrator was going to be drastically improved, and while there is one major improvement to it, I don't know that there's a whole lot else, in all honesty. Narrator can now use Sappy 5 voices and Sappy 4 voices. You can actually change the voice that narrator uses if you have voices available. It does ship with Microsoft Anna, and that's supposed to be a much, much better voice. So that's good. But, you know, there were a lot of rumors that it was going to do a lot more. It was going to be able to read internet pages and things like that. But I asked Dan, who was on, I guess he's from Microsoft, last night on Main Menu. And I asked him specifically if Narrator would read Internet Explorer pages in Vista. And he told us no. It will not. It is still basically just used for Windows controls, control panel, menus, dialogues, things like that. It's definitely, you know, like they've always said, it's not a screen reader, not meant to be a screen reader, not meant to be a substitute for JAWS or WindowEyes, and definitely it is not. So there's another thing. Narrator is a bit better, but you know, still not that much better. And they also talked about a talking installation. And from what I understand of that, there really isn't any. It's basically still kind of along the lines of XP and 2000, although I do understand the unattended installation process is different for Vista, and I haven't looked into that yet, so hopefully I can get some more information to you about that in the future as to whether or not we're going to be able to do an unattended installation of Vista. So, you know, that's about it. If you didn't know, there are four versions Well, actually, there are five versions, but only four of them are commercially available to us. There is Vista Home Basic, which is your lowest package. Then you have Vista Home Premium, which has more things in it, like Media Center. Those are the two home versions. You have Vista Office, or Business, I believe, Vista Business Edition. And a Vista Business Enterprise Edition. The Enterprise Edition is only available to businesses with large numbers of, people using it. It's not available to the public. And then there is Vista Ultimate, which kind of combines home and business together into one product. And that's the top of the line. The one interesting thing about Vista, and this will be nice, I believe, is that on the Vista DVD that you get, all versions of Vista are there. All the four versions that we can get are there. The thing that determines what functionality will be available on Vista is your key. So, say you buy Home Basic and decide, well, I want to go to Home Premium or Ultimate. Basically, what you do is you purchase a key for those editions. You pay the difference between what you paid for Basic and what Ultimate will cost you, and you can get that functionality. And this will be nice. I don't believe there's any reinstallation. I'm not sure about how that works exactly yet. Didn't get a lot of details on that. But that will be interesting. So, basically, that's my spin on Vista right now. I would say that right now, if you're using JAWS, you're pretty much going to have to wait till something comes out. And hopefully that will be very soon. But if you're going out to buy a new computer, you know, you're going to be hard-pressed to find one that doesn't have Vista on it at this point. So you're going to have to think about that, what you really want to do. If you have an older computer, you know, you may just want to stick with XP. There really isn't anything wrong with XP. And a lot of the compelling issues or compelling reasons to upgrade to Vista, at least as far as I'm concerned, aren't necessarily going to be there for the blind user. Most of the eye candy, as they say, is going to be for the sighted people. So, you know, we're going to kind of be out of luck there on a lot of it. One nice thing I did here last night, though, is that the DCM drivers that we use on XP that allows JAWS and other screen readers to get information and then send it out to the drivers isn't going to be there in Vista anymore. And any of you who are, you know, techies that are familiar with DCM, you all know that the screen readers tend to cause the DCM to crash a lot, especially JAWS. You know, 9 times out of 10, when I get a blue screen and the system resets, when I analyze the problem, you know, it comes back to a DCM issue. Now, on Windows Vista, I've been told that they now use something called driver mirrors. And these are basically just mirrors of the driver that's being used, say, for video. JAWS, Window Eyes, whatever, goes out, looks at the mirror driver, and gets all of its information it needs for its off-screen model, you know, to get what information it needs to give us feedback. And in this case, the screen reader can't do anything to affect the actual driver running. So, that hopefully is going to get rid of all the blue screen crashes, I would hope, you know, or at least 90%+ of them. You know, and that'll be great because those bother me a lot. And, you know, that's just something we shouldn't have to deal with. And, you know, and unfortunately we've had to. So, that will be nice. That is one good thing. Okay, that's about it. I don't really have anything else to add at this point. And I just thought I would put my two cents in with what I've learned about Vista. And hopefully it will give you something to think about if you're thinking about Vista right now. And, you know, maybe you'll continue on to Vista or maybe you'll stay with Windows XP. Myself, I think until probably Service Pack 1, I'm just going to stick with XP because I'm just not ready to make that plunge yet. So, that wraps this up. I hope it's been helpful to you, and I hope you've enjoyed it, and we'll talk to you later.